Hello, family of God. This is Pastor Renee Antrosio, excited to update you on our reparations work for our special offering in honor of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. In 2024, our Generation to Generation Reparations Pilot Project funded education savings accounts for 22 African American grandchildren of NCF with $1,000 each. In 2025, we completed a FAQ for participants and the public, sent age-appropriate letters to parents and children about their investment, funded the initial 22 accounts with an additional $500 each, and added 11 new accounts for grandchildren funded at $1,000 apiece. New Covenant designates $5,000 from our yearly budget to reparations, while the majority of our $22,000 annual investment in college savings accounts is provided by individual contributions, like in this offering. In 2026, we will fund each of the 33 accounts with another $500 and add more children to the program. We are so grateful for how far God has brought us on this journey, and want to celebrate what God has done through and among us. In other exciting news, in collaboration with First Mennonite Church and Bethel AME, we applied for and just received a Healing Illinois grant of almost $20,000, which is the maximum award, to conduct small group intergenerational, interracial storytelling circles of repair around the topic of reparations. Working with the CU Reparations Coalition, we are gathering facilitators for training with Rhonda Hill of Milwaukee-based Race and Faith at the end of this month. We are looking forward to connecting with the work that Sharon Chubbuck and Rhonda have done to expand the conversations in our community. The story of how this is all coming together consists of many little miracles and seeming coincidences where far-fetched dreams become reality with surprising ease and speed that leaves me a bit shocked and in awe at being able to participate in God's big plan. I am so grateful for the support of this congregation as I have accepted speaking engagements and worked with educators and pastors to spread God's good news of repair and justice. I am excited for the research components of these endeavors as Professor Emily Blevins trains graduate students at Loyola Marymount to conduct interviews on the impact of the Generation to Generation pilot project, and the Field Foundation collects data on Healing Illinois grant projects. May we be strengthened by the good news of mercy and justice. May we be blessed to participate in our giving and sharing of resources so that all of God's people may thrive. May the work of nonviolent resistance and change that Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King preached and lived continue in our congregation and communities. Amen.